welcome to my mini movie review. This one is on Tremors 6, or Tremors: A Cold Day in Hell. Yes, I'm doing another sequel. This is probably going to be my last one. I couldn't help myself. For some reason, these past couple months, there had been sequels or whatever of other movies that I loved the first ones when they came out when I was young. And so I was like, I gotta do it. So that's why first I did Lake Placid 6, then I did Deep Blue Sea 2, and now I'm doing Tremors 6. After this, I'll probably go back to some just original movies, but I was like, I gotta knock them all out because I love Deep Blue Sea, I love Lake Placid, I love the first Tremors, and a couple others too of them. So let's get into it here. Tremors 6. Did we need it? Probably not. Tremors 1, the first Tremors, really fun. If you've never seen it, go check it out. It's a fun time. The second one was fun too. Like, let me go through the Tremors thing. So Tremors, it's this town called Perfection, and it's like a deserty town. I think it's like in Nevada or something. There's these worms here, and they're called Graboids. They're like big, fat, cocoon-looking worm things that when they die and they splatter, I think they just like poured a bunch of watermelon in there. That's what it always reminded me of when I was a kid. And they look like dead watermelon from the inside. So you get the Graboids. They have like a little snake tongue mouth that has like two or three tongues that come out that they can kind of like sniff around. They feel vibrations, at least in the first one. So you got to watch out for that. That's how they kind of can sense, like, if you're walking around, they'll come up from the ground and get you. So the first one was fun. Second one, I still like the second one. That one, they kind of evolved a little bit and they developed into these. If you've ever seen the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon, there was a Dr. Baxter or something, but he had these mousers and they were like these robotic looking walking things with these scrunchy, like crunching mouths. And that's what they kind of remind me of. So the Graboids will evolve and they turn into this other character, which looked like an upright mouser, but not robotic, like an actual creature. But those have heat sensors on top of their head. So then now, besides feeling like vibrations or whatever, now they can sense your heat signature. So that kind of added some more fun to the second one. Third one, I believe that's when they could fly. And they called them the ass blasters because they would blow like fire through their butt and then fly across the desert or whatever. That one was okay. Fourth one, couldn't even finish the fourth one. Fourth Tremors was supposed to be, I think, like a prequel. Still had same character, Burt Gummer, played by Michael Gross, who pretty much just wrote out all these sequels as the only like mainstaying character, Burt Gummer, who was the man originally in the first one, the one married to Reba McEntire's character in there with all the guns. So he goes on to be in all of them. You'd also know Michael Gross as the father from Family Ties if you ever watched that show. The fourth one, it was supposed to be like a time travel-y, not really, well, I guess not that. Maybe it was more like his ancestor he was supposed to be playing, but it was like in the Old West. It was not working for me. I don't even think I finished it. The fifth one came out, and I was like, all right. And actually, you know, I sat down to watch it, and it wasn't too bad. This time I had Jamie Kennedy in it. Apparently he was supposed to be, you find out later it's Burt Gummer's son. He was trying to capitalize on the Graboids and make this kind of like theme parky kind of ride to make money off it, but he didn't think they were really real, but then they show up and, you know, he meets his dad and all this stuff, and that one was okay. I didn't mind it, you know, it was definitely better than the fourth one, so I was like, I'll take it. So now we have the sixth one, Tremors: A Cold Day in Hell. Jamie Kennedy is also in this as his son. Let me go a little bit into it here. This was a 2018 direct-to-video film directed by Don Michael Paul. It is the sixth film in the Tremors series. They finished filming Tremors 6, or Tremors: A Cold Day in Hell, in late January 2017, and then they released it on DVD and Blu-ray as well as to Netflix on May 1st, 2018. It runs 98 minutes. I'm not going to really look into the plot. I'm kind of looking off Wikipedia right now, but I don't think I'm going to get into the plot. Let's keep that for fun. But it does have, again, like I said, Michael Gross comes back as Burt Gummer. He's the only resident left in Perfection, Nevada, that has been abandoned, which really there was like 13 people from the first movie that lived in this little town. Apparently he resides in and runs Chang's Market, which is all that is left of the town, so I don't know who is buying from that market, but I guess we'll find out. Jamie Kennedy is back as Travis B. Welker, who is Burt's son, who works as a filmmaker. Then you have Tanya Van Graan as Dr. Rita Sims. She is a researcher at the Boyd Canyon Arctic Research Facility. So this one could be interesting a little bit, I guess, because now it's cold, and I guess they're dealing with like global warming and climate change, and then you got these ice worms. I don't know, we'll find out. You also have Jamie Lee Money as Valerie McKee, who is a graboid expert and a student intern at the facility. Oh, that's fun. Apparently she is the daughter of Kevin Bacon's character in the first one, Valentine McKee, and Rhonda LeBeque from the first Tremors movie. So apparently they had a baby, which they kind of left it a little open in the first one that those two would get together. But then Kevin Bacon kind of went off with the other guy. Gosh, who was that? There was the other guy. But it was him, Valentine, and then the other guy that they were buddies with. They kind of went off. So you weren't sure if they really got together, but it looks like they did. And that would explain why she is a graboid expert. So that'll be interesting. Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be a lot of researchers at this facility. Somehow they'll end up there. A little bit about the filming for Tremors 6. They originally intended to shoot in the mountains of Bulgaria, but that country endured one of its largest blizzards, so they returned to South Africa to film in Cape Town. That was where Tremors 5 was filmed as well. They did the opening scene in the desert and made it to look like snow with filters and video processing techniques, so that's probably going to look like garbage, but we'll see. The nice weather was explained by climate change causing unusual warmth in the area. Having worked on the previous film series, the crew used CGI for many of the graboid scenes, so that's not good. The first one or two, I'm pretty sure there was at least some practical effects. Definitely with the one scene at Reba McEntire and Michael Gross's gun storage area, so we'll see. It didn't have the best reception, but you know, we'll check it out. So I'm going to go check out Tremors 6 or Tremors A Cold Day in Hell, and I'll let you know what I think. And I'm back. Here we go. I'm going to do some spoilers. They're coming at you. 3, 2, 1. Did you know you can get a parasitic infection from the graboids? Because you can in this one. So the movie starts out, the people who are working at this facility are in like the Arctic areas of Canada. And it starts out and it's supposed to be, I think before I watched it, there's like a desert and then they did like a imposed blizzard over it. I think to kind of make it look like it was Arctic-y, and it looked okay. But what was funny is, okay, there's supposed to be some sort of like global warming spell. So apparently it's getting a lot warmer up where they're at. So the soil is starting to get thawed. And basically what happened is, what they're thinking is there's some like Precambrian graboids that have been hanging out under the soil, and maybe in time they migrated south and evolved and adapted to the desert like in all the other ones. But in this one, it's more of the ones that were like the original graboids. So because everything thawed, like they were coming out and destroying things, and they looked a little more rough, a little more prehistoric than the original graboids. And it was pretty much mostly CGI, but it really didn't look that bad. It wasn't horrible. But in the beginning, so it's like this blizzard, right? And these three people are out there taking measurements in different soil and drilling and things like that. And they were talking about like the warm spell and stuff, but there's like, they still said it was 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which is cold. It's really cold. And it was two guys and a girl, and they're all wearing like, one just has the sweater and none of them are wearing gloves. And I'm like, it's still cold, guys. Like, why? They all have jackets and like bulky sweaters on, but I'm like, come on guys, it's still cold and you're out there working and it's blowing wind. It looked really frigid, but I'm like, okay. Unless he said it was supposed to be 32, it was still snowing. But this is where we get the first kill, and actually it's a really good one. They feel like this seismic rumbling, and then the girl that's out there, there's a crack in the ground and she bends down to look into it, and then from the distance you see like this huge graboid come flying out and grab her. It was pretty cool. I kind of liked some of the attacks on it because it was almost kind of like Jaws or like shark, like jumping out of the water on a lot of the attacks, which were kind of fun. And they realize that what they have is probably graboid. So we cut back to Bert. He's running this store in the middle of nowhere, and he's got a lot of stuff in the store. He's just having a good time. He has like a shaved head in this one, where like at first I was like, well, maybe he's sick, which he kind of is in the later, which we'll figure out. I mean, you can have a shaved head. It just looked like there was a reason for it, you know? And so basically, there's a guy that shows up in a truck that's labeled Taxman. Bert's failing on his taxes. They want to take the property. They want to take probably the land and stuff from him. Because no one's coming out there to buy anything. And I guess he's not paying what he's supposed to be paying. I don't know where all his money went. Him and the tax guy have words. and he leaves. And then Jamie Kennedy shows up. He's all like, hey, I'm your son. Remember me, Jamie Kennedy. And he's somewhat tolerable. He gets better later in the movie a little, but geez, he's really just like throwing out just like phrases that have to do with the times, like YouTube and paying your taxes like Wesley Snipes, and constantly hitting on any woman that's around, which there's not that many, but it's like, this is where they get the phone call from Canada, and immediately he's like, is she hot? You know, just she sounds hot. And I'm like, oh, gosh, calm down. He's looking rough, Jamie Kennedy, which maybe is the point, because he's been gone for like 4 or 5 weeks working on some film or something. And in between all this too, Bert's having bad dreams and stuff, and flashes of graboids and things like that, being kind of terrorized and stuff. And they talk to the girl who you find out later is Kevin Bacon and Rhonda. So Valentine and Rhonda, I think, finds out that that's their daughter, which that was kind of fine. She did a good job. It was fine. They tell them, you know, we need you out here. We think you got graboids. And he's like, really? And so it's completely opposite end of the world. And they're like, seriously, I think we do. So he's like, all right, fine. So they get in this small little like 4-person plane or whatever. And she's probably the pilot's my favorite. I think her name was Mac, and she was played by Adrienne Pearce, and she was pretty fun. I kind of liked her the best out of all the characters. She's just tough as nails, Canadian kind of accent. She was fun. So they get out there, and they immediately, before they even land, they get attacked by an ass blaster, and you're like, oh, okay, well, those are here, apparently. You haven't seen those for a while, though they mention them a lot just by talking, because I think they just like the name ass blaster. They end up blowing out the engine of the plane, so when they land, they have to be there for longer than they wanted, and that's when they get attacked and things like that. And you meet some of the other people at this facility. They're all, like, they're fine. There's a couple people that are memorable, and they also come across this group where I think the guy kind of knows Bert, but I think he's working something with the government, kind of with the Graboids, next to the facility that Bert is visiting, but then he also kind of knows about Bert's tax issues, which is weird. But I tell you, this movie, like, it had a couple other fun attacks. You know, they weren't super great, but there was another, like, jump attack with this truck that was kind of cool later. But during all of this, Bert's acting ill, and he passes out and stuff, and you find out that he has some sort of parasitic infection, or, like, they removed some sort of parasite from him that they think he got from the Graboid, and Jamie Kennedy was like, when would he have gotten that? And then they like flash all these things. And it was kind of funny because in the last movie, in the fifth one, I think that's the one where he like had to cut his way out of a worm and he was just covered in it. So it's like, yeah, he had time to get it. And so he has some sort of infection and it makes his eye all bloody and he's dying. Apparently the only way to get a cure is antibodies from a live Graboid. So they started like killing a bunch of them and they get down to like one last Graboid. You don't really see the ass blasters anymore. There's one, like, attack later, but they kill it. But you mostly just see the standard worm ones. So they have to do that. So this whole time, it's just a bunch of, like, back and forth of being attacked and running around. And then Bert being sick. And then Bert being a hard ass. And just lots and lots of talks of having balls and dicks and balls and my steel balls. And everybody needs to have some balls. There's just a lot of talks of that. So I'm like, all right, just a lot of that. And I thought that was kind of funny because in contrast to that, the tongues on the Precambrian Graboids look a little different. They're not cool looking like the little evil snake faces in the first one, which I love those guys. They're more like predator mouth tube vaginas. So that's kind of weird because it's like I don't know. It was just a lot of digging balls and tube vaginas. You guys, I get it. We're all trying to be macho right now and fight these things. A lot of hooting and hollering every time you kill one, stuff like that. So that was fine. So eventually they go fishing for this worm, which was kind of interesting how they did it. So you have to check that out. They use the airplane that they finally fixed and things like that. And they kind of catch this Graboid and they cut off his tongues and they have to go in and get some antibodies from this like hangy sack back in its mouth. And there's a lot of like goo and exploded worms and stuff like that. And so they get that and they give him the antibodies and they act like Bert was gonna die, but then all of a sudden he stood up and everyone was happy, so I guess he was okay. I don't know. They didn't really conclude on that too much. There's hints that Jamie Kennedy's gonna date the doctor and I'm like, yeah, right, you know, and stuff like that. But it's kind of how it ends, and it was fine. It was fun. It wasn't too bad for a sixth one. The attacks weren't too bad, and it really didn't look that bad, so, I mean, I would say give it a whirl. It was alright. So, out of 10 homemade bombs, I give this one 5. 5 homemade bombs out of 10. And that's my review for Tremors 6, or also Tremors: A Cold Day in Hell.